Afternoon. I just want to take a few minutes and talk to you on our latest change for our hooded sprayers for this coming year. It's the 642E three-point broadcast sprayer over center fold. And primarily what we're looking at is how to look into the future a little bit on buffers and borders and what might be needed. The 642E broadcast hooded sprayers over center fold, new and simple design, and offers great drift protection spraying accuracy. If, for those of you who are familiar with our 642E, just 642, it's a double fold, and so we went to a single fold for simplicity, less costs, only one set of cylinders instead of two. Here again, we did studies in 13, 14, and then this year we're doing studies on drift again in University of Mississippi and then University of Nebraska. Here in Mississippi with Dan Reynolds and his group and Greg Krueger out in Nebraska. But in 13, what we saw was we were limiting drift up to 90% and also getting a more consistent coverage underneath the spray hoods. Here we just wanted to illustrate, for those of you that haven't worked with the broadcast hoods, we took a sprayer out on our parking lot, and we had a crosswind, angle wind of from 3 to 21 miles per hour, and we used a TTI tip and 20 pounds PSI. And I'm just trying to show that it's kind of like a lawnmower almost, that other than the very small particles that can't control everything, but you can, if you run them properly, control most all drift. Again, too, it's ideal for spraying borders and buffers. We're kind of looking at in the north. I'm from Minnesota, you can probably tell maybe, but there are a lot of ag retailers, custom application. What are we going to do if they have to leave areas of the field? They're going to leave it up to the farmer or, you know, come back with that self-propelled. So we're looking at that. The 3-point 40-foot like this one here would be real cheap insurance to go out and get those weeds sprayed where you may have to leave them with your self-propelled if the conditions are warrant. Excuse me. We're using the same broadcast hoods as before. We changed the hood design about 3 years ago, and this is the hood that we've been testing the past 3 or 4 years. A few of the things we're changing this year on all of our hooded sprayers, we're going to PVC polyurethane blended core hoses, basically looking at some of the technologies that are coming, looking at hopefully having less contamination in that hose when you may switch from one chemistry to another, just looking at the chemical resistance. We found that the PVC would be the best possibility for get any chemical absorbed into the hose. Another thing we're adding this year, coming up, we don't have the mold yet, but it's we're putting together a triple rinse feature for all of our three-point sprayers, where you'll be able to mount it onto the sprayer. It'll have a separate pump so we can triple rinse the tank, the hoses, the monitor, all the plumbing portion. You're still going to want to, if you are switching chemistries or fields or whatever, to take a pressure washer and wash the inside of the spray hoods, because all the particles that usually are floating around, you're collecting them inside that hood, and you would not want to go from into a field that's sensitive to the chemistry that you've been spraying. The rinse feature, the tank will have its own 7 gallon per minute pump, 12 volt, dedicated to it. A control that will go in the cab, a rinse nozzle in the tank, and then the capacity of the tank will be 30 gallons, about 10% of the 300-gallon tank, and it will fit on the platform that we have on the back of the sprayers. So you'll be able to add the triple rinse to any of the sprayers that we have out there today. Also, this year is primarily probably for the north, but we're looking at a hitch attachment that would be for ag retailers, or if you have fields that you want to tow a three-point sprayer from one part of the country to the other. It would be and then hook onto a tractor and just load it in the field. I'll just show you a little video if I can get it working. I threw a couple of videos in here because I thought I might explain as much as me just talking. But so what we're doing is with the idea that the tank could be sealed, and so you could fill it up with chemical or a mixture at the fertilizer plant, take it to the field, and hook onto the tractor and spray buffers and borders. I'll just skip through part of this. And so the idea would be hook onto the tractor, spray your buffers or borders ahead of time or after they've been there with the self-propelled, or portions that you haven't been able to spray because of the wind or whatever conditions might be. And we found that versus just a three-point, it'd be easier for an ag retailer if they did want to do this. They could hook onto the truck and just hold it to another farm or such. And in this particular case, it would probably be a dedicated sprayer where you're probably using one of the new technologies and you don't want to contaminate it, but you're going to go out and spray buffers and borders and not come back with the self-propelled. So some of the key things is 30 or 40 foot. We do have a 50 foot too, over center fold. Basically, so we're just using one set of hydraulics versus two. The gauge wheels, with just going to a single wing, you can go out farther with that gauge wheel versus the double fold. So we can get the gauge wheel out to the very end, and so we can try to follow the contour by putting that cylinder in float where we couldn't do that before. And then, two, the gauge wheels, because of the change in the frame, we can adjust them for different row spacings. Just a little bit on the economics, looking at, as an example, a sprayer like this, annual cost is probably about $3,000, basically, to the grower. And so if you look at, if you could spray 12 hours doing buffers or perimeters, you'd pay for the annual cost of having a sprayer like this, either through just the benefit of having it as an insurance policy or being able to take care of those weeds that creep in on the edge of the fields. For those of you that maybe haven't seen one of these run, the simple idea is just basically take this, spray your buffers, perimeters, and go on to the next field, or if it's all in the field, spray the whole field. And here again, another video. This isn't the 642E, but for those of you that haven't seen this, this is our SPK kit that basically goes on different self-propels, and then you spray your buffers or the whole field, basically. And then when you're out in the middle of the field, you fold out a secondary and spray that in the open boom, and still are spraying in the hood, inside the hoods and the rest of it. And then also we have a 100 foot 645 for 3-point, and then our row crop. And I ran through it real quick, so if there's some questions or anything, but not too much else changes on our hoods and such, other than those few small items. So. Any questions or? Okay. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
You have a question?
Well, in Nebraska, we saw it reduced the drift up to about 90%. So it will vary here again with your wind, your gusts of wind, if it's constant wind. They measured particles downwind quite a fair distance. I don't have the data right in front of me, but it was up to about 90%. You never get 100% of everything. But if you run that hood with the curtains down on the canopy and you have a good canopy, it's pretty well sealed where most of the wind is going to go over. But I think in general, if you use a TTI tip, adjuvant, and keep that hood sealed, you're probably doing the three best things. Did I answer that question? Or? there's never a guarantee for drift period. So, okay. Thank you.